I wanted to go further with that because we do writing and all kinds of other things. And when you pick up a book, you can connect to the author, whether you're conscious of it or not. So I wanted to do some things so that I would be picking up the uplifting, beneficial connections and letting the other ones stay where they will. And if appropriate, I like to bless the person on the other end of the connection if they're ready. And we'll learn how to do that when we get to the advanced stage of this. What I decided I wanted to create, and here again, you look at your destination. When I'm at the airport, what is my destination? I decided that what I wanted to create was that the beneficial effects of this energy connection or this portal or this linkage would come to me, but that the harmful ones would not. And that if by my presence, I could bless the person on the other line of the connection, on the other end of it, that let that be so if it's appropriate. But here again, not wanting to interfere with anyone's lessons or free will. But then I became keenly aware that, well, you're going to have to clear your dirty laundry first if you want to work on what the other people are sending to you. This whole journey has been about clearing myself and investigating about what's happening with myself. Anything that I've had come up in sessions with people, for the most part, I've experienced either through other people or for myself. So it helps me to let go of any kind of judgment about things because we're just having an experience, learning and growing. So what I asked was that through any of my creations, whatever they might be, and I got really bold here, I said, let's go throughout all time and space if that's appropriate. Anything I have created that has non-beneficial energies attached to it or harmful or low frequency, I would like to have that neutralized at the very least so that it will have no harmful effects on others. And if possible, I'd like to have that healed and transformed so that it will broadcast beneficial energies. Because I had done that for myself so that I'm broadcasting beneficial energies through my creation, then it gave me the power and authority to ask that through others' creations, I receive only the beneficial ones. And the other ones are neutralized as harmless or cleared and transformed, whatever is the appropriate thing. So you can do this for yourself now. All you do is think it. Say, yes, I'd like that for myself. And then say, I'd choose for that to be permanently in place for as long as it is divine will to be so. You can then double check with your dowsing and see if it is in fact in place. So you can always confirm it. I call using the dowsing in these instances, like confirming about the blue blanket being in place, I call it wearing suspenders and a belt, making sure those pants don't fall down. It's always nice to have a way to double check.